Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Gomez. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Lefty Gomez. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabbit Wasserler. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Friberg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, George Pipgras. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wasserler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wasserler hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly takes first base on ball four. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari catches it and throws to first to double up Johnson. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti misplays the ball. That's an error on Crosetti. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. McManus reaches second base with a double. Warsler goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cook who is chasing the ball. Gehrig reaches third base with a triple. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Friberg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Friberg reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-1 in the game. Pipgras is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. Warsler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crosetti moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Crosetti moves to third. Gomez moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McManus strikes out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jolly strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Gehrig hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field. Jolly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jolly. Lazare moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-2 in the game. Pipgras hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-3 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground for a single. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez fires to first and picks off Warsler. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker pinch hits for lefty Gomez. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a line drive into center field. Cook picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cook. Crosetti goes all the way around to score. Combs moves all the way to home. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Klein now pitching. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cook. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to third. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lazare hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehrig scores. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. It's Yankees, 5, Red Sox, 5. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jumbo Brown now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cook takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. McManus moves to third. Cook moves to second. Herb Pennock now pitching. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McManus scores. Cook moves to third. One out. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cook scores. Alexander moves to third. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alexander scores. Farrell moves to second. 2 outs. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Lynn Lowry now playing first base. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Freiberg is walked intentionally. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy Johnson now playing left field. Dusty Cook now playing right field. Tom Oliver now playing center field. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Crosetti reaches second base with a double. Samuel Bird pinch hits for Herb Pennock. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Yankees 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willsey Moore now pitching. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lazzari picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lazzari. McManus moves to second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. 2 outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander hits a line drive into center field. Combs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Combs. McManus scores. Alexander moves to second. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Ruth picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ruth. Oliver scores. Farrell goes all the way around to score. Johnson moves to third. It's 12-5, Red Sox. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 13-5, Red Sox. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.